The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
For all the super wine geeks out there, we have a special new series dedicated to you. We are reading excerpts from our new edition of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0. Wine lovers, tune in for your weekly fix only on Italian Wine Podcast. If you want to own a copy of this new must-read Italian wine textbook, just go to amazon.com or visit us at mamajumboshrimp.com.
Primitivo. Description. Mostly found in Apulia, with much larger plantings in Campania and Basilicata. Primitivo derives from the Latin primitivus, meaning first to ripen or early ripening. Known as Kratosia in Montenegro, Strelina Castellanski and Tribridrag in Croatia, and Zinfandel in the United States. An ampelographic similarity was noted between Primitivo and Zinfandel in the late 1960s, and it was later established that they were genetically identical through Carol Meredith's work in 1994. Since then, studies have traced its heritage to Montenegro and Dalmatia. Its first official mention in Apulia was in 1799 in Gioia, where it was first planted, and then subsequently planted in Manduria and on the Salento Peninsula. Historically used for vino da taglio, lending high alcohol. In the vineyard, Gioia del Colle viticultural area, situated on the Murgia Plateau, characterized by its karst topography. Limestone bedrock with thin topsoils, many areas have a topsoil called terra rossa, due to some of the calcareous materials dissolving then resulting in a deep red color. The calcareous nature of soils, higher altitude, and more marked diurnal shifts in Gioia del Colle result in wines with relatively higher levels of acidity, finesse, and aromas. Manduria, larger production and area under vine, characterized by a lowered altitude and slightly more fertile soils, resulting in a heavier expression of Primitivo. Grapes are harvested early in August and early September. Primitivo suffers from asynchronous maturation within bunches and can easily achieve high sugar levels. In the glass, medium to deep ruby color, rich and ripe red-black fruit, black cherry, liquored soak, white plum, strawberry jam. Underbush, tobacco, tar. Medium range of acidity, medium range level of lightly textured tannins, high alcohol. Generally sees oak maturation, mandated for Manduria Riserva. Specific styles. Usually dry still. Some sweet and fortified wine production. At the table. Pairs well with Kalbi, Korean barbecue beef short ribs, grilled spice halloumi and vegetable skewers, curd lentil stew with raisin chutney. Associated regions and DOPs. Apulia, Colline Ioniche Tarantine DOC, Gioia del Colle DOC, Gravina DOC, Primitivo di Manduria DOC, Primitivo di Manduria Dolce Naturale DOCG, Terra d'Otranto, DOC. Campania. Falerno del Massico, DOC. Basilicata, Matera, DOC. Benchmark producers. Cannito, Fatalone, Morella, Paolo Leo, Polvanera, Tenute Chiaromonte, Masca del Tacco, Cantine San Marzano, Cantine Due Palme, Leone di Castris, Morella, Felline. Ribolla gialla. Found in Friuli Venezia Giulia, with small amounts in Apulia. Possibly related to Gouet Blanc. Spelling variations include Rabola, Rabiola, Ribolla, Ribuele. The name Ribolla was used for multiple wines in Venetian history, leading to the presupposition that Ribollas were also a branded wine, similar to Malvasia. Has long historical ties to the area of Gorizia and was a popular wine in the 13th century amongst nobility in Venice. Aside from the fresh, crisp, classic styles of production, extended maceration is most notable. Taking advantage of Ribolla Gialla's high acidity levels, some producers have also ventured into a wide range of sweet wines, Martinotti Method Sparkling and Metodo Classico Sparkling wines. In the vineyard, quality Ribolla Gialla production favors hilly side sites, well-draining soils, and older vines. Overproduction results in loss of character. Flysch Panca is the main soil formation for Collio and Friuli Colli Orientali, allowing for roots to penetrate the friable soils. Soils are slightly alkaline, helping grapes to retain higher acidity. Two Grand Crus, Oslavia with higher altitude and cooler nights, leads to lemony, mineral, higher acid wines. Rosazzo with a warmer mesoclimate leads to wines that are relatively deeper and richer. In the glass, pale color, delicate aromas and floral buttercup, citrus, lemon, tangerine, minerals, white pepper, high acidity, light chalk dust texture, classic style employs protective vinification with cooler fermentation temperatures. Classic style is dry, fresh, light-bodied. Specific styles. Many wine styles, protective vinification maturation, oak maturation, tank method sparkling, metodo classico sparkling, sweet skin macerated. At the table, complementary with mussel and garlic butter white wine sauce, fritto misto, roast fish with capers and lemon. Associated regions and DOPs. Friuli Venezia Giulia, Collio DOC, Friuli Colli Orientali DOC, Friuli Venezia Giulia DOC. Benchmark producers. Gravner, Doro Princic, Le Vigne di Zamò, Jerman, Music, Edi Keber, Terzic, Caronesca, La Tunella, Primosic, Marco Felluga, Livon, Pighin, Collavini. Rondinella. Description. Found in the Veneto region and has gained prominence as a blending partner in Valpolicella wines. It is a genetic offspring of Corvina. While its exact origin and timing are unknown, the first references to the grape are in the late 19th century, and its prominence may have improved with grafting into American rootstocks after the arrival of phylloxera. The name is either a reference to the grape's black skin color and the resemblance to the feathers of small birds in the area known as rondine, swallows in English, or a reference to the same birds eating the grapes. In the vineyard, reliable and dependable, helping its gain in prominence. It is resistant to cold, drought, and disease, adapts to different soils, and provides consistent yields. The grapes accumulate sugar easily, making it an important blending grape in the regional Ricciotto della Valpolicella sweet wines. In the glass, medium ruby appearance, red cherry, and herbal aromas, and flavors with medium body and acidity and low tannin. Good blending grapes. Specific styles. Rarely seen as a monovarietal and mostly used as a blending grape in the Bardolino 5-40%, Valpolicella 5-30%, Amarone 5-30%, and Ricciotto 5 to 30% red wines of the region. In Bardolino, it can also be made into rosato wine. At the table, pizza, pasta, grilled meats, antipasti, and fresh, young, mild cheeses. Associated regions and DOPs. Veneto, Valpolicella DOC, Valpolicella Ripasso DOC, Bardolino DOC, Bardolino Superiore DOCG, Amarone della Valpolicella DOCG, Recioto della Valpolicella DOCG. Benchmark producers: Cesari, Allegrini, Tedeschi, Zenato.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.